Let's do this.
Hey, here are some bull bits for ya.
Wait, did you say bits?
Yeah, buddy. That's what I said. Bull bits. On 95.3 The Bull.
Let's start with a legend of country. Dolly Parton and her theme park, Dollywood, is going to undergo a $500 million renovation. It'll take about a decade to complete. It's supposed to involve a new roller coaster for the amusement park and a new hotel. That's all a part of the renovations at Dollywood.
Sounds great. I've been there. I love the place.
Me too.
I needed an update, though, but I can see why.
Probably a little facelift or some other kind of job.
Scripps National Spelling Bee semifinals on the Ion Channel tonight, the 95th installment of the Scripps Spelling Bee. I just love this installment for some strange 95th reason. But it's going to be in Washington, D.C. The Spelling Bee is just amazing when they have to spell these words. Can I have the definition? Use it in a sentence.
Yeah, right.
And then
right.
They actually spell it.
Restaurant.
R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T. Restaurant.
I think there's an extra R in there. I don't know. Either way. Who's it? Hey.
Thank you.
Correct. Celine Dion is canceling her world tour because she is suffering from stiff person syndrome. She posted saying that she's so sorry to disappoint everybody, but she's working really hard to get back to full strength and touring, but it's very difficult when you're not 100%.
I can imagine.
We hope the best for Celine Dion, one of the best vocalists maybe ever.
Yeah. Gas Buddy tells us that the average national price of a gallon of gas is $1.06 lower than last year. I don't believe it. I don't know. Every time I drive by a gas station, I'm like, it went up again. I don't get it. But they say it's cheaper than it was last year.
Taylor Swift is coming to Chicago June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That's this weekend. And apparently Taylor Swift fans are suffering from amnesia after attending her shows. So I'm just giving you a heads up. The Daily Mail and the New York Post say that some Taylor fans are suffering from this amnesia after attending the concert. One fan who went, her name was Jenna, was quoted as saying, "The post-concert amnesia is real. If I didn't have the five-minute video and that one of my friends took to me jamming at the concert, I probably would have not even known that I was there," which is probably hyperbole, but like some of the moments that you have during the show, they're saying that they just simply forget because they're so emotional during it. A neuroscientist from Cardiff University, Dr. Dean Burnett, weighed in and said, "If you're at a concert of someone you love, surrounded by thousands of very excited other people, listening to music that you've got established emotional links to, that's going to be a lot of emotioning happening to you all at one time, so it can be exhausting to the brain, and it can mean that you forget things in the short term."
Just look at your checking account or bank account, and you'll know you went to the show. You don't need to worry about it. Now, those are your bull bits for